Well, welcome back on the Radio Oklahoma Network. As we get kind of an harvest update, as wheat harvest kind of getting underway in Oklahoma, and we go to Taylor Zirian. Of course, you know she's a contributor for the Z Crew on the All Aboard Wheat Harvest blog through the High Plains Journal. And Taylor, you've been doing this for a couple years. How many years have you guys been having the blog?
My older sister Jenna had wrote for High Plains Journal for 4 years before me, and I've been doing this is my third summer writing for the All Aboard Wheat Harvest. I look forward to the summer. Hopefully we can actually get some wheat cut so I can have something to write about.
You guys are just getting underway with your wheat harvest. Where have you been so far?
We just got to Shattuck, Oklahoma, on the west end of Oklahoma. We rolled in last Thursday. Dad and I got the combine unloaded yesterday, and we've been sitting in rain. We haven't even got the combine in the field yet.
I guess the good thing is at least you guys made it to Oklahoma this year.
We are here. Now, if we get into the field, it'd be a lot better. But we're here and we're waiting. And Kansas doesn't look like it's too far off. So maybe if we can get the wheat cut here, we'll head up to Kansas where the wheat looks to be doing a little bit better.
How has the last couple years been for you as a custom harvesting family in trying to make a living with this ongoing drought that we've had?
The drought has definitely made an impact on where we are. I mean, last year it was the strangest summer we've ever had. My little sister and I left home right after the 4th of July. We spent 2 weeks in Colorado, a couple weeks in Montana, and we were back home. That's the shortest summer I've ever had. So coming out this summer, it feels a little bit more normal, but it's late and it's droughted, and we still haven't even gotten into the field yet.
With where you're at, I'm sure you guys have at least maybe scouted the fields. How do they look in the Shattuck area?
Where we are at, the wheat looks pretty poor. At the poorest, 15 to 20 bushels an acre. On the better side, we're looking at maybe 30. The wheat looks really light. It's not going to do very well, but it's not zeroed out, and that's all that matters.
Okay. Now, we've had, obviously, a lot of rain throughout the state of Oklahoma, including the western half of the state. How is the wheat holding up with the amount of moisture that we've had?
Not as well as, you know, you would like to think. There's so many spots of standing water. I think our biggest concern is stuck equipment. I mean, you pull a combine into that field and you don't know whether or not you're going to make it out. And I think that's Dad's biggest concern is how wet the ground is. How the wheat's holding up, I think along those lines, they're most concerned about it sprouting in the head before we can get it out.
Obviously, you're kind of in wait-and-see mode right now. At what point do you, if it becomes too wet in Oklahoma, do you just go on to your next stop, or do you stay here until you're done here before you go on to Kansas?
You know, I don't really know what Dad has in mind. I know he's feeling really pushed right now to get to Kansas because their crop looks better. But, you know, he's made a commitment to a farmer that he will get the wheat, you know, out of the field. So as soon as we can get in there, the better. And we've hired another fellow combiner to come help us so we can get double the acres in the amount of time. So, I mean, that'll help. So as soon as we can get out of here, the better.
What is it like as a custom harvester when you're sitting with this rain that's, you know, happening today, and as you look at the weather forecast, you know, you're looking at several more days? So what's kind of the mental state of mind of your crew?
It definitely takes a toll on the crew. I mean, you can feel it through the whole family. Dad knew coming down that we were looking at a week straight of rain, and also in the back of his head, he's thinking Kansas is going to be ready in the next 10 days. So you pray a lot, and you just... there's nothing you can do about the weather. I mean, you've got to sit and wait it out. You have to just go in with high hopes, and you've got to keep it that way. We try to keep things light around the camper. We try to find different games to play. We watch different movies. We come to Oklahoma City for a day on the town. But, you know, in the back of your head, you're always wondering, okay, when's this wheat going to be ready to cut? We can't travel too far from the camper because, you know, in the back of your head, we got to look to see when we'll be in the field.
Of course, yeah, you can kind of feel like you're along with the Z Crew with your blog. And what are some of the things that you like to share through your blog and through the experience of being a custom harvest crew?
I think the best thing about writing for this blog is that I can show people who don't know what our lifestyle is, you know, what it's all about and what we do for the country, how we play our small part in feeding the world. You know, we run a very small crew. We've got one combine and two trucks, and it's just mom and dad and now my little sister and I. And we play a very small part. But when I'm writing for this blog, I feel like we are getting our story out there. We can, you know, I'm doing my part for agriculture in putting my voice out there so I can be heard. And so, you know, the big thing right now is the gluten and your GMOs. And, you know, I don't really know. It's a big city thing, and coming from a small town, this is just what we do. It's our part in agriculture. And so I have to push my pro-wheat attitude as much as I possibly can, and this helps me do it.
Through your blog, who have you been able to reach out to that maybe surprised you?
I think the most surprising through the blog is a film producer out of Maryland, way out on the East Coast. He contacted Mom and said, "Hey, I'm interested in your lifestyle. Let me do a documentary on your family." And so we were able to take part in the Great American Wheat Harvest documentary. And so being with that, we have put our faces out in movie theaters, and we're sharing the story, and we're letting people know that we're not a very big business, but, you know, we're doing a small part to help the big picture.
Through your blog, what's your favorite aspect of contributing to the All Aboard Wheat Harvest blog?
My favorite part of it is when I meet strangers on the road and they say, "Hey, I follow your blog." And that's neat to see. That it's neat to meet people that are following the journey, and it makes you feel like you're writing for a purpose, that people are out there and they're waiting to see what you write next. And I love feeling like I've got my little following.
Well, obviously, you have a long road ahead from here. You mentioned Kansas. Where else will your harvesting journey take you?
This summer, we look to move to Garden City, Kansas next. From there, we'll go to Lyman, Colorado. And then we hope to finish out the summer in Jordan, Montana. And when we are done with the wheat harvest, Mom and Dad will go back to Lyman, Colorado to help with the Prozo millet harvest to pick up that. So that'll be something different for the Z Crew.
Nice. Well, we look forward, of course, following you along through the whole summer, seeing what your journey is. And hopefully you'll get some sunshine so you can make some progress with this year's harvest.
Oh, we are looking for sunshine. I need something different to write about other than sitting around the trailer house.
Well, we've been joined by Taylor Zirian. Of course, you know that her as a longtime contributor with the All Aboard Wheat Harvest blog, as we bring you coverage of the 2015 wheat harvest on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith.